the 7-minute daily Bible study where we read the New Testament in a year in just minutes a day. I'm John Chaney III. Thank you for joining me. Today is a special holiday. It is Reformation Day, which is October 31st. And in the year 1517, Martin Luther nailed the 96 Theses on the church at Wittenberg, which began the Protestant Schism, through which multitudes of people have been saved. So we're grateful, and we use this day to remember Martin Luther and how important our salvation is, not through works, but through the gift of grace, through the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm John Chaney III, and on this October 31st day, we are going to read the first chapter of Titus in the ESV. Verse 1, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth, which accords with godliness and hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began, and at the proper time manifested in his word through the preaching with which I have been entrusted by the command of God our Savior. To Titus, my true child, in a common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ, and Christ Jesus our Savior. This is why I left you in Crete, so that you might put what remained in order and appoint elders in every town as I directed you. If anyone is above reproach, the husband of one wife, and his children are believers and not open to the charge of debauchery or insubordination, for an overseer, as God's steward, must be above reproach. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered or a drunkard or violent or greedy for gain, but hospitable, a lover of good, self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also to rebuke those who contradict it. For there are many who are insubordinate, empty talkers, and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision party. They must be silenced, since they are upsetting whole families by teaching for shameful gain what they ought not to teach. One of the Cretans, a prophet of their own, said, "Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not devoting themselves to Jewish myths and the commands of people who turn away from the truth. To the pure, all things are pure, but to the defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but both their minds and their consciences are defiled. They profess to know God, but they deny him by their works. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work." That's our reading. Come back tomorrow and make this a daily habit, my friends. Be blessed and go with God.